This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program, Thursday, April 23rd is upon us. So we have 1 week and one day. No, a week from today, the last day of April. Wow. Woo-ah. And we're into May. I hope we're going to get some May flowers out of all these April showers. What's the weather like? Jennifer's going to tell me 80 degrees in Los Angeles and sunny.
No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you it's 91 today.
Oh, that's even better. Yes, love that.
I haven't seen the sunshine in I don't even know how many days.
You should today, though, off the coast of New Jersey. You should see the sun today.
It's totally overcast here right now.
Is it really?
I hope it gets better. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it's cold. We've had to put the heat
back
really
on.
It's
really cold. Yeah.
It's
yesterday
nuts.
Was miserable.
It's the end of April.
Cold air, we're trying to work outside the farm, and I just said, nope, not going to do anymore. I was just cold. And the wind blowing around. Today in the 50s, though, here on the East Coast, and calm, nice. Looks like we have maybe a week of rain ahead of us, though. That won't be very helpful to our psyche. Speaking of our psyche, a lot of people think that the return to normalcy means reopening businesses. And I noticed, Jennifer, that Georgia's governor wants to open things up, and Trump says, not so fast, Charlie. So what really, because I thought Trump wanted everybody to get back to sort of business as usual.
Well, Trump does want everybody to get back to normal. We should all get back to normal. But he's also laid out a plan that people kind of gloss over about a three-phase approach to getting things back to usual. And the first thing, phase one, is that for 2 weeks you have to have a decline in your number of cases. And there are 20 states who have had that, but Georgia is not one of them. Georgia's governor is going to bypass phase one. And so Trump said, look, we have these guidelines for a reason. I had a conference call with him. I told him my concerns, and he still wants to continue on this path. So I'm not going to step in because I've told the governors that they can determine what's appropriate for them, but I
but
don't
what
agree
happens
with his
when
decision.
You cross the
I
state
wouldn't
line
make it myself.
Because we travel in this country. So let's say Georgians go to Maryland. Or they go to Ohio, or they go to Nevada.
That's the issue for the states, though. I mean, how much control, and this has been the argument all along, how much control does the federal government have? The federal government didn't shut down the country. It was up to each individual state, and even more importantly, municipalities to decide what works for them.
Well,
and the unfortunate thing about Georgia is that it's actually a lot like every state that has a big city in it. You know, your state, Dougie, of Massachusetts has Boston, which is having a hard time. But out in the suburbs, I'm going to get yes, it's probably not that much of an issue. In California, Los Angeles County has got a large number of cases where Ventura County really does not. So there's movement for Ventura County to loosen some of their restrictions that maybe you wouldn't see in Los Angeles City or County.
One of the things
but the mayor of Atlanta, I saw her on TV yesterday, and she is very much against this reopening.
Because
so
Atlanta is where the problem is
exactly.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
Atlanta is the hot spot. Everywhere else in Georgia is fine. And so the governor is saying, well, let's reopen the state. I don't understand why they just don't empower
then?
The music. Well, I don't know.
Even Trump is saying, look, I don't agree with this. You're doing it too quickly. What is this guy's what's the point then?
What's he thinking? Trump says slow down, what the hell are you thinking, pal? Yeah.
Well, I've also kind of wondered about this because his first phase is really kind of a mixed bag for me. And I think we talked about it this past week where tattoo artists, okay, well, we can get that. You can kind of stay away. It's a one-on-one situation. Maybe a hairstylist, that's okay. But a gym is really difficult to control. As much as I'd love to see the gyms reopen, it's hard. So I was kind of confused all the way along as to how he was determining what his first phase would look like in Georgia. But apparently he thinks he has a plan, and I guess they'll be the ultimate Petri dish to see what happens.
Well, he'll suffer the consequences.
Doug's favorite thing, the Spanish flu, to talk about. I was just reading something yesterday. All the cities that opened too quickly and then had Denver was one of them. Apparently during the Spanish flu, they opened really quickly, more faster even than Philadelphia and other cities, and then they had a massive wave.
It was three times, exactly.
The second wave was actually much larger than the first. Yeah. The third wave was even still larger than the first, not as big as the second one, but it's, I don't know, I just... I think people are, we all want to get back to normal. Everybody does. But you have to be safe and you have to do it in a smart way. Because
so,
I think there's so many opportunities.
Into the fall,
I like this, folks, how I keep starting sentences with so.
Yeah, but there's so many opportunities for people to reopen. For instance, I'm still going out and doing my job and I feel completely safe. I'm not really coming into contact with anybody. I'm wearing a mask. I'm still doing my job, all of them. And I feel like I'm safe. There's no reason that other businesses could not be empowered to do the same thing that my essential companies are doing. So that's where I kind of, I understand the whole fear about going back to the gym. I understand we probably don't want to have group settings at this point, but there is some room for loosening, I think, across the country that would help the economy out and not put people's lives at risk. I don't know why we're not talking more about
that. I think we can do that if we have testing, and we just don't have adequate testing yet. And that's the
scary
part.
This program is a national focus because we have done it right. We know how to broadcast from our homes. We have been doing it for years. So no heavy lifting involved here. So let's go back to Trump for a second and the plans to reopen the parks. I'm trying to sometimes feel or figure out, on one hand, no, keep this stuff closed, but let's open these things up. So the National Park Service has been making changes on a park-by-park basis. I would buy three. There's a park, a state park, that surrounds my farms that's open. There is a federal park that I drove by yesterday that was open. And so I'm wondering whether they just reopened or whether they never closed. They didn't pay any attention to what the president said. But I thought all the parks, national parks,
they all closed in New Jersey, and they're still closed. I think depending on where the park is, I think it's great to open it up. Look, the weather's going to get warmer. People are going to go outside. Why not give them as much space to do it as possible?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's just, opening and a lot of the national parks you drive through. You could just take a nice drive through a national park. You can get out.
But what about golf courses?
Social distancing is still in place.
Golf courses, RV parks, places like that. What do we think should happen
RV
there?
RV parks, people can live in those, so I don't know how you could actually ever really close them. Mm-hmm. Golf courses are reopening slowly in California, and I think that's another one where they're saying, okay, we know people are going to start to go crazy if we don't loosen something as the weather is getting better. You can't go to the beach. You can't go to a regular state or city park. So a golf course, you're staying within a group of four. You're supposed to practice social distancing. You're supposed to wear a mask. You know, is it something relatively safe for people to do? I think so.
Yeah, upstate New York opened up the golf courses again, so I think that's the right thing to do. And like you said, Jen, if you practice social distancing and you wear a mask, I think it's, that's a safer thing to do.
The National Spelling Bee has been nixed.
Ugh. Well, that's okay, because you can turn on ESPN and watch it from 2004, if that's your thing.
They're digging deep in the barrel.
No, they're digging real deep.
Why is it on ESPN? Why is the spelling
bee? It's always on ESPN.
I know it is. I never figured that out. Why?
I don't know.
There's some polling being done on our feelings in America toward the Chinese or toward China. Are these representative, Jennifer, of government to government, or are they people to people? What are people thinking and saying as a result of these
polls? Really think we have to be clear about it being the government.
Yes.
I don't think people are distrustful of Chinese people. But, there are some people who
hate
kind of sound the alarm on that.
I'm not sure that's
the government. Anybody who doesn't see this has blinders on. If anybody who's playing on the American team, I don't care what party preference you are, China's doing something. They're doing something bad and profiting from it.
Yeah. Look at the lineup of the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans to a limited extent because little Fatty looks like he's on his way out, and one can only hope, and then the Iranians. The Iranians especially, what nasty SOBs, the Ayatollah
and the
leadership.
Well, the Iranians are so heavily reliant on China to the extent that the rest of the world doesn't even realize how reliant they are on China for everything. Mm. So they're not going to step out of line.
That's how this all started, because the Chinese developed this thing in the Wuhan lab and they were giving it to Iran to do who knows what with. But this is a real test. I think they're trying to test what the virus has done or how it plays in terms of us standing up to them and their foolishness. And I think that the president kind of did that. Was it yesterday, the day before, when the Iranian ships were trying to chase around some American ships, and Trump just said, shoot them if they get in the way, right?
I don't think we need a war right now, don't agree with that, but, yeah.
Well,
but
you have to stand up. Push you around?
You can't let them push you around. It's not necessarily starting a war. It's just telling them, hey, you can't kill our people. Because that's what's happening, is that they're taking aim at our servicemen who are overseas. We can't let that happen. Then there will be a war.
No, I agree with that. I'm saying I just don't, you know, I don't think we need an all-out war.
No, we don't. Well, we haven't needed an all-out war. Well, we've had them in the past, and it hasn't done us any good. It's put us in the hole financially and psychologically. Wow. Anyway, it's been a long time since we talked about that. The nonprofit groups that are working on feeding people, I'm involved in a local nonprofit that is doing that. We're going to do next week, we're going to be part of about 2,000 stations that are going to get together to try to raise food, get food, raise money for food for people that don't have it. And we're going to spend the whole day talking about that. There's so much goodness. There's so many people who are helping so many people. I think I said it off the air, did I? I'm not sure what I said I did, but this weekend on the farm, I'm going to give free ice cream to all the first responders. Just show up on the farm with your badge or your ID, and you get whatever ice cream you want free. It's a little thing, but it's something, at least, because I think those people do need to have a little extra. Many of, not all of them, but most of them have gone way beyond what their normal course might be in terms of treating people, helping people. I think it's not a bad thing.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. And just the numbers of police officers and first responders, paramedics, doctors, nurses, hospital administrators, people who work in the hospital who aren't doctors and nurses, so many of those people have tested positive for the virus. And so, you know, they are literally putting their lives on the line for everyone else. So I ice cream or whatever. I think they should all be entitled to hazard pay personally.
Yep.
But I know
they will be, by the way.
Kind of, yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
So who's the baby that was named sanitizer? Where's that? Where's
that baby? India, and they're doing weird stuff in India. They have, remember the twins a couple weeks ago, that one was named Corona, one was named COVID? Well, now there's a story about someone who named their child sanitizer.
Great. Yeah. All right, well, I think I'll pass on that one, but anyway. Here's a way for us to be able to help you help yourself, and that needs to be, we need to be less dependent on everybody else and more dependent on ourselves. This is a great test of all of that. So I'm going to give you a way and a phone number for you to perhaps shovel out another $5,000 that you could probably use. What, probably? Of course you can use it. Everybody can use an extra $5,000 back from your prior year's tax returns. Why don't you call the Family Tax Service right now while you're intrigued? Because I said, $5,000? Is he kidding? Is that really true? Call him at 800-262-0318. It's not going to cost you anything to talk to him. You send them your tax returns, and they'll look at them and see they're all IRS, well, they're former IRS employees, tax examiners, that sort of thing. So they know where you can go into the credit and deduction file and dig out stuff that your tax return person, your preparer, hasn't been able to figure out. It's all right. Listen, they do these things fast. The IRS knows what to look for. These employees know what to look for. So why don't you put them to work for you? 800-262-0318. That's the number. Family Tax Service, 800-262-0318.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed to 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Ace is the place.
replace with the helpful hardware folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name
ahoy,
of the great
ahoy,
Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For those of you who are used to how we play things on this program, Thursdays at this time, we always have the Throwback Thursday exercise in which I get to enjoy with you the songs from a particular year, this week in a particular year. This year we are doing the top five songs this week in, what is it, 1992. Starting off with Eric Clapton and a song that was a tearjerker. And true story, actually, this was after his young son fell off the balcony.
Fell out of a window in New York
out of
City.
A window, yeah.
They didn't have guards on the windows then. It was awful. Yeah. Actually, they call it Connor's Law now, and all those guards, all the windows have to have guards on
Connor.
Them for.
Right. Yep. So.
Well, shouldn't we explain why we're
using
it?
Yeah,
I was like, sorry to have such a depressing song start this.
No, but I'm about to cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I'll explain since Doug's going to cry.
Go ahead, Karen.
This is my last week here, so if you're used to hearing my voice, you're going to be hearing just Doug, Jen, and Victoria instead of me. And so we're celebrating my birth year, 1992. And I won't be here for my birthday in a couple weeks, so that's why we're celebrating. And Doug is actually giving up the reins and not doing a year from the 60s. So
well,
we can celebrate.
I'm not promising not to sing some of these songs.
I did say that you could sing some of them, so that's okay.
Very sweet of you to do that.
Well, I'm going to miss you.
I don't want to.
Tomorrow's your last day. We're going to miss you so, so much.
Thank you. We're going to get to some more upbeat. So I feel like I need to hear. Let's go to number four.
Let's go to number four.
That was a little bit more upbeat.
He's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number four this week in 1992, Under the Bridge. I do not know or remember this song. Rest of my due, but not that one.
Like I did that day, take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
This was very mellow for them.
Yeah,
it was, for sure. All right, number three this week in 1992 belongs to Queen. Everybody knows this one.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Which is weird to think of it trending in 1992, so, but because of Wayne's World, it brought it back onto the charts. Kind of the same as Bohemian Rhapsody, what, 2 years ago brought all their songs back?
Yeah. All of them are back.
And also, this the other thing that happened right around now, this week, that year in 92, was the concert for Freddie Mercury. He had died in 91, and then they had the big concert for him at Wembley in 92, so that kind of put this also back on the map.
Yeah. Can't escape it. This is on all the 80s stations everywhere. You hear these songs over and over and over again. But this one has, well, there are two or three of them that wear well. This is one of them. Anyway, number three this week, 1992. Number two belonged to En Vogue.
Finally, not a depressing
song. I know, I was going to say, sorry guys, I thought this was a more fun list. The top two are fun.
My lovin', never gonna get it. The promise for somebody here. Keep my promise, keep the promise. Alright, number one this week belonged to Chris Cross. No relation, as Kara has been freaking to remind me of Christopher Cross. This song was number one for 8 weeks in a row. Jump, 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 jump. So Kara is jumping ship. So that's why this is appropriate for us. I will, tomorrow we'll have more, probably tears, but I am upset and you're leaving.
Aww. That's very sweet, Doug, and I'll miss you guys too.
Well, not that.
Well, I don't know how much
you will miss getting
miss
up
us.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I will be excited to wake up at a normal time, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. So anyway, those are paying tribute to Kara. Terms of 1992, so you're 28 now.
I will be in a couple weeks, yeah. Send me a present in the mail.
Well, we have a present for you tomorrow. 28 past the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not happy that Georgia is planning to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities which are in violation of the phase one guidelines.
Trump adding that he did speak with Governor Brian Kemp about it, but that Kemp must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia residents. The mayor of Las Vegas is facing backlash after saying casinos should reopen despite the state lockdown. The death toll is rising after tornadoes hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma yesterday. At least two people were killed in Marshall County, Oklahoma. In Polk County, Texas, the tornado killed three and injured 30 others. And one person was killed in floodwaters southeast of Fort Worth. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says response teams are being deployed. This is USA Radio News.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The Small Business Administration says it's had to inform thousands of businesses that have applied for emergency loans about a data breach that may have compromised their private information. That and more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The SBA said nearly 8,000 applicants to its Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program were affected by the breach and were alerted to the event in a letter from the government. Discovered on March 25th, the breach may have allowed other applicants to view Social Security numbers, income amounts, names, addresses, and contact information. An agency spokesperson said they disabled the impacted portion of the website immediately and relaunched the application portal. The SBA said the affected applicants can request a year of free credit monitoring. Economic injury disaster loans, which in the past have been used to aid business owners facing losses from natural disasters, were greatly expanded under the $2.2 trillion CARES Act to cover businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. It now offers grants of up to $10,000 in addition to traditional loans. Unlike the Paycheck Protection Program created by the CARES Act, those seeking disaster loans apply directly via the SBA website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now. It's Thursday, April 23rd. Success. Finding out what's going on. This is the Think Daily headquarters, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria's here with me at this point in our offering. A definition of interest is how many people stick around to this program. We don't have as many listeners as, you know, like Limbaugh does, but we have people that stay a lot longer with us, which is kind of a nice thing because they're interested in what we have to say and how we present it. So Victoria is going to bring us around. We have some food news that's related to the virus. And one thing in particular, you know this guy, Chef Jose Andres? What do you know about him?
I know of him, yeah. He's an amazing chef. He has restaurants in Washington, D.C., especially is where he kind of his claim to fame is based. And then he's been doing so many incredible charitable works since I don't know how long World Central Kitchen, that's his charity. I don't know how long it's been around, but it definitely rose to prominence when we had all of the Hurricane Maria and Superstorm Sandy, all of the disaster relief efforts, he really came to the forefront. Got pretty much every famous chef in the country and some others around the world to turn their kitchens over to start making meals for people who were affected by the disasters. And so now he's been all over. He's been down in Puerto Rico. He served millions of meals in Puerto Rico when our government completely failed them. He was on the ground, and it was really instrumental in helping the Puerto Ricans rebound from that. And so now he's wants to get restaurants open again. And his newest initiative is his World Central Kitchen, the Chefs for America program, is going to pay restaurant owners $10 to $20 per meal that they serve upon reopening. And so he said this is the best way. He wants the restaurants to reopen. He wants them to rehire their workers and also feed the hungry. And so the money will not only go towards getting people back to work, but it will also cover some of the food costs. And as he said, and it makes good sense. He said the only thing that's really going to save the system is the system getting back to work. So he said the staff has to get back, they have to get paychecks, the restaurants have to buy from the suppliers again because the suppliers have been impacted. The dairy industry has been really impacted by not having restaurants, ordering from them. And so he said we can't just have a Band-Aid solution. We have to really make a really concerted effort that's well coordinated. And so that's what Chefs for America. It's a division of World Central Kitchen. That's his plan. And so his own restaurants, when they reopen, doctors and nurses will dine free of charge, he said. And so he's been cooking for first responders. He's from Spain. He's an American citizen now, but he's originally from Spain. He's just got this big, fun personality. I follow him on Instagram. He and his daughters cook a different meal every night, and it's hilarious because they always disagree with his methods. So he's very entertaining. He is a larger-than-life character, and so he's been doing just so much great work. And he and Dave Matthews did a live stream together for Farm Aid to raise awareness about the farmers who've been so affected by not having restaurants, taking their products.
It's like a murder sentence for some of these farmers, especially dairy farmers. Good God.
Yeah.
And speaking of farmers, if you're a farmer, a lot of farmers, we are big in rural America, smaller markets, smaller towns, medium-sized towns, and because I'm so attached to the farming community through my own farm, I have a synergy, and there's an interesting item. I've been talking a lot about the NH1, the people that come from other countries to work in our country on the farms for 6 to 8 months out of the year. And farms have become dependent on these workers that come from other countries because Americans haven't wanted to, nor did they have to work on the farms because there was plenty of employment doing other things. Now, not the case. So I noticed, Victoria, that there's a big push by some farmers in certain places to go to the unemployment office and look for seasonal help. And they're finding that there are people who are bartenders, who work in gyms, who run movie theaters, they work in retail, all kinds of people that are out of work that seem to be interested in working on the farm.
That's great.
So this may be a good source of temporary labor, especially when you consider what a mess the whole business about immigration and who's coming, and they call it the H1N program, which brings a lot of people. Those are mostly people from farm workers from Jamaica that are doing that, but there's some from Guatemala and El Salvador that are involved in the program as well. So the help wanted sign is up on the farms, and a lot of these people are answering the call. So that's a good thing. The grocery store is also looking for help. Stockers, I should spell that right. STOCK, stock, that kind of stock. The grocery store business has been huge. All of the departments and all of the stores. And now there's a restocking, and it looks like the grocery stores are coming back around, so they'll almost be normal. There's some things that aren't going to be back for quite a long time, but there's more food, and people are, I think they're slowing down the excitement, if you will, or the fear. I'm not going to have any food. I better go buy everything I can buy.
And you know what is interesting? What is a shortage now? We've been talking about how things kind of have been toilet paper was the first thing that sold out.
Right.
And and yep. disinfectant wipes. You can't find, I still have yet to be able to find a single Clorox or Lysol wipe. Doesn't exist. So no toilet paper slowly coming back. And now
I went to a restaurant. I have, because of the farm when we're selling ice cream and stuff, I went to a restaurant supply. It's called Restaurant Depot yesterday. Bought a case of toilet paper. Bought a case of Lysol wipes because they have them there, and that's what I use. We disinfect the. We have a bus that we serve the ice cream out of, and we've disinfected it. Everybody's got to be on board with that. So I found that something. We bought
restaurant
a big
supply
case.
Companies are. That's actually a really good resource right now.
Right,
there is one.
Everybody can't get in. You got to prove that you own a place that's using.
Some are actually opening to the public now because they don't have restaurants that need
any supplies. Oh, okay.
Supplies.
I didn't know that. That's
so it's actually a friend of mine. There's one here. We have a lot of restaurants in the area where I live in New Jersey. And so there's a big, Johnson's is the big restaurant supplier, and they're open to the public because
really?
They don't have any restaurant. Well, they don't have any restaurants to supply anything.
That's right.
So,
well, this restaurant supply was busy yesterday. We were there.
I bet.
Yep. So speaking of restaurants.
Doing takeout. Oh, but the one thing I was going to say, the big shortage that I'm finding now, I can't find cheese. And I don't know if this is related to dairy, but there are no cheese slices. There's no shredded cheese.
Really? Because the dairy guys would love
Parmesan.
To have. The dairy guys would love to have their milk used for cheese.
Well,
so I don't understand that at all.
All of Wegmans was
plenty of
completely
milk.
Sold out of every kind
really?
Of cheese. Yep.
Wow. That's interesting. Restaurant news. Chipotle is paying $25 million. It's a criminal fine stemming from the norovirus outbreaks. Remember that happened 3-4 years ago? Mm-hmm. 1,100 patrons got sick because of, I don't know, what they violated federal food guidelines by adulterating food while held for sale after shipment in industry. I don't know, what did they do? I don't remember, because a lot of people
remember.
Were concerned they didn't really do what they were charged with doing.
I don't remember what they did, but I think it was either in the food storage area.
Well, what the government said they did is fail to ensure that its employees understood and complied with food safety protocols.
Mm-hmm.
So hundreds of people got sick. Chipotle confirmed the deal with prosecutors, but they never admitted to having these bad practices, policies, and procedures. So that's a stiff fine to pay for something you don't admit to. $25 million. Wow. Where does that, the question, which is for somebody like me and the way my mind works, relevant, where is this money going? So you put $25 million into
right.
the till, so where does it go? It just goes
That's
into the general fund
question.
And, yeah, where is that 25, and all the fines, the FCC when it fines people, what do they do with that dough? Hello, ding, ding, ding.
Goes into like
Tyson's
slush fund, I guess.
I have a couple
like
of suggestions.
Like the lottery, right?
Yeah,
the lottery
exactly.
Doesn't, I know it's supposed to benefit education.
Supposed to education,
but does it?
Yeah. Nah, not at all. Tyson Foods has closed its largest pork facility. Here we go. There's something about pork. You remember yesterday I was talking about the Smithfield plant closing up in North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and all of the skullduggery with the Chinese owning that. Company, the Chinese are trying to get into, they bought into, in case you didn't know it, they bought into Tyson Foods and Purdue. They have not control, but they have influence, and that's not a good thing. Tyson is one of the world's biggest processors of chicken, and now they've gotten into pork, and
I
that's
think
what
Tyson's even bigger than Purdue in chicken.
Oh, yes, they are much bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, huge.
Four
times bigger. Yeah.
I think also because they supply all the schools and cafeterias and hospitals, like any large institution, jails, it's all Tyson chicken. So
it has to do with them, doing things cheaply. They've and they've forced the growers to do it for nothing and next to nothing. It's like the dairy farmers. The people that run, we've allowed these big processing outfits like Tyson and like Purdue and like Dean Foods in the milk department to control the source of the food. So if you want to be in the game, you got to play the game their way, build a building to their specs, grow the chickens to their specs, have 36,000 growing, at least that's the minimum, build a barn big enough for 36,000 chickens to grow in the same place, and they do it in 60 to 90 days, and then, they clean the place out, and the next bunch comes in. It's a horrible, just horrible, and in many different ways. So And I've seen how they process. That's why I don't eat chicken and poultry. You know, I have eggs once in a while, but boy, if you knew, and this is what people say, when I get to this point, it's like you saying, don't tell me what happened to the Masked Singer.
Well, so, not exactly the same thing, but.
Well, don't tell me. People say, I don't want to know. That's what people say to me. I say in conversations with friends, if you knew what I knew about how chicken was processed, you'd never eat another piece of chicken in your life. I don't want to know that. I got to eat something. So,
well,
yeah, meanwhile.
That's,
that,
you know.
Yeah, the Masked Singer.
No, don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. But, okay. You know, you need to get to, with it today because it,
I'm going to watch it today. You, first of all, this is not even a show that you watch. You're not invested in it at all. All you want to do is give out spoilers. That's all you want to do. That's,
no,
I don't know what
true.
It is about you. It's the middle child thing, I think. You just want to give away the spoilers.
Okay. The lady who's the Hot Pockets heir, her name is Michelle. I believe it's pronounced Janavs. Is that right? You know, J-A-N-A-V.
I don't eat Hot Pockets. Talk about processed crap.
Yeah, awful. But anyway, she was sentenced to 5 months in the slammer because she was involved in the college admission. She bribed her way in for a couple of her knucklehead kids. And so now she is told she has to surrender to the Bureau of Prisons. And she says she doesn't want to because she might become infected with the COVID-19. She wants to stay home. Can I serve my sentence at home? So is that
ridiculous?
Is that a is this
well?
A,
actually, that does save the taxpayer money.
Yeah, right.
But
so
the,
home
what's
with
really
an ankle
but,
bracelet? And,
yeah, but again, though, is
but how is it different from
it?
The confinement everybody's going through?
It's not.
Anyway, it's not. It's
totally
no,
not.
No punishment there. Really.
She's still going to have Netflix unless they take away every bit of her device, like she's right. A bad 7-year-old. I don't know what. How else? How else are you going to make the you know drive the point home? I don't know.
Yeah. Here's something I want to drive home. In the interest of helping you take care of your body amidst all of the things that are going on, the underlying health conditions that have led to people dying from the coronavirus have been health-related to your weight. The weight issue that many people have causes pulmonary problems, cardiovascular problems. So the folks at Calitrin have decided they're going to make it very easy for you to get on to their program. This method of weight loss is the most successful in the world, 86% success rate. No other company that has a weight loss program can even come close to claiming that. And so now, when you go to toploss.com to see the story of Calitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss, what the formula is, well, what it isn't, is a lot of stimulants that'll jack you up and a lot of drugs that'll make you crazy and jittery. No, this is all natural. It's fabulous. It works. You can now buy 3 and get 3 free. Or they've made it till the end of April easy for you to buy as many as you want and get twice as many. So you buy 20, you get 40. You buy 40, you get 80. Wow, what a deal that is. And you get on the program, stay on it for at least 6 months. You know, it's so easy to do. At night, you take 4 capsules, helps you sleep better, too. And the main ingredients in the product go to work to push out the fat and create a body that you... It wasn't going to be done overnight. It takes months. But once you get on it and stay on it, it'll work. That's why they have the success rate they do. They've been in business for 25 years. How could they be in business that long if it didn't work? Get the story. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for all these bargains. As I said, buy any number and get the equal number free and free shipping. Code DJV at toploss.com.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Today, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I always get goosebumps, Victoria, when I hear this theme. Bum, 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 bum. One of those many, I don't know if there are many, probably count on a couple of hands how many really great movie themes there are that you recognize. I mean, Phil, go back to the beginning of it and hit the first downbeat and see what happens. Yeah, right there. You know what it is, right? Immediately on the downbeat, you know that it's the theme from Mission Impossible. So we're playing that here on Movie Moments. Chucker's not here, but there is, if he were here, he'd be announcing the news from the Mission Impossible headquarters. Mission Impossible 7 under production. Most of it was being shot in Italy. And not anymore. They're going to try to resume filming soon, but they got to go somewhere else, apparently. They're scrapping their plans to shoot in Italy, and they're going to figure out, you know, they can, most of the, there's an excitement about these, not so much mystery movies, but the action flicks being shot in, you know, places like Europe or South America. They don't ever really work as well if they're shot in America, right? Do you agree with that, Victoria? They got to be in some place where there's a little more excitement. In Europe, the bad guys always seem badder.
Yeah.
Or in Asia.
They also have such beautiful, like if they film in Prague, you know, yeah. or beautiful European cities, it just adds to that,
yeah.
that backdrop. I think it's
yeah.
really right. nice.
One of the best movies I ever saw along that line was a movie with Richard, with Robert De Niro and Jean the French actor that everybody knows. I'm trying to remember his last name.
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. No. You've never seen him in a movie with. No, Jean Russo, I think, is his name. He's a well-known French actor. You see him everywhere. And some other people. It was a movie about... Well, it was just the dramatic. I'm trying to remember. It began with an R. The movie, I'm being very vague, but the reason I bring it up is because the action flicks, the action shots that you saw as they went through the streets of several European cities, just fabulous. I just had to remember the name of the movie. Now, I'll remember it while we got on to something else. Fandango is acquiring Vudu. You'll have to help me through that one because... I don't know from nothing.
Vudu was a streaming service. Yeah, Vudu was owned actually by Walmart. It was a video rental service. So it was, you could stream, you can rent videos from it. Actually, a friend of mine worked in their marketing department, and when she started there, she was like, this is a disaster. I think she's somewhere else now. But she knew that this was, it was not going. They brought her in to kind of try to save it, and it didn't work. So Fandango will now acquire it. But Fandango, mostly people know Fandango as the app where you can book your movie tickets, and so that's where I buy all of my movie tickets from. And so to have, and they do have movies that you can stream every once in a while, so acquiring Vudu's library is probably a good thing. But I don't know, there's so many streaming services right now, it just, it feels very overwhelming.
You think, well, yeah, and so how do you pay? What I've said before is it seems to me that we keep adding these things, you're going to get back to it being more expensive than having regular TV, and people go back to regular TV. By the way, the movie I was thinking about was Ronin. That was the movie I was thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that?
De Niro was in that, right?
Yeah. That's a fabulous action flick. All right, so anyway, yes or no, in terms of how much money? You said you've saved a lot of money at the moment.
Well, we ditched cable a while ago. Yeah, a couple years ago, we got rid of cable, and we had PlayStation View, and then that went out of business, so now we have YouTube TV, which is really great. We love it. But then on top of that, we have Disney Plus, and we have Hulu, and we have Netflix, and HBO Max will be the next one that we add, probably. We've got Apple TV Plus. So that's like five extra streaming things on top of regular TV, which is YouTube TV.
Yeah.
But the problem, though, is cable companies don't have the license to play a lot of movies. And so you don't want to sit, no one wants to sit through commercials. Everyone is so spoiled by streaming services that, you know, that Netflix never really has great movies. And if they do, they're there for a short time and then they dump them. So finding movies is really something that Disney Plus has been good about. HBO Max, I think, will have a bunch of titles as well. But, you know, it's people want to see a whole movie, especially now when everyone's quarantining. So it's not a great time for cable.
Nope. All right, looks like Disney's going to come up with a new concept for Star Wars, yet another one. And this one is mostly with women. This is the first I've heard about this. There's so many Star Wars series. Disney's going right to the mat with all of this. So what does this look like to you?
I don't know yet, but if it's half as good as Mandalorian, then I'll be watching it. Because Mandalorian is just phenomenal. And that was that's an original story that's based in the Star Wars universe by Jon Favreau, who did all the Iron Man movies.
Yep. I'm all for more Star Wars stuff. And I think it's a great franchise, frankly. All right, movie news. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air on the BJV program at 59 past the hour.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.